All right, what's going on? What's going on? We're live. What's going on? Welcome to My Empire Pro Studios. Today, we're talking about how to start flipping houses with no money. I'm going to give you a formula, okay? FI multiply by LUC. If you can do that, you can create $5,000 to $20,000 days, okay? If you can do that, I'm going to explain it to you today. If you can figure out those five products that makes up this formula, then you can create $5,000 to $20,000 a day. So I want you to take some notes. Now, the way we normally do this is a live real estate show. Okay. Welcome. The way we normally do it is I explain the content of why you probably came here, what attracted you here. I'm going to give you that in case you want to see, you don't want to stick around. Okay. But I'm going to give you the formula. At the end of that, we're going to go into some live cold calling session, okay? We're going to go into live cold calling. That means we are actually going to engage in trying to sell people on a phone call, and I stay live with you as I do that. Essentially, I spend about 90 minutes after the session, a full 90 minutes of trying to get off just dialing, okay? The system will continue to dial. So I don't manually dial using my phone, as you see here. That's not what I do. I don't manually dial. Let me just first of all show my face. All right. Hey, what's up? So I don't manually dial, okay? I have a system that I use. It connects the computer with my phone. And if you want that system, it is called Redex. It's called Storm Dialer, and it's created by a company called Redex. And if you want more information about that, you can go ahead to myempirepro.com/Redex. Now, the other thing here is that most people don't like cold calling. And if you're not sure if you like it or not, just stick around as I go through the session today, and you'll be able to tell if it's something you can do or not. If you're on a shoestring budget, that means you have $0 for marketing, because at the end of the day, this is a real business. If you want to start flipping houses with no money, no money means you don't have to invest money into buying or acquisition of real estate. However, if you have a few dollars here and there, you work a job and you're just trying to get out of your job and you want to create a big income, then absolutely I suggest that you learn how to market. And so if you want to avoid cold calling and you don't want to engage in trying to talk to strangers on the phone, then the strategies to do that is something I explain in details in my free book, myempirepro.com. And even if you want to generate free leads using the internet, which is the greatest invention of mankind, you definitely want to go ahead and download that book. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secrets, and you can find it at myempirepro.com. In addition to that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you access to a free bonus, seven video course that will explain it even in more details, okay? And it's called the Smart Business Empire. That's the one you're looking at on the right-hand side right here, all right? So just simply go to myempirepro.com to download the book, and that will give you access to the free seven video course as well. But if you want to cold call and you want to use the same dialer system I'm going to be using here today, then it's very simple. Just go to myempirepro.com/redx to access. And they will also waive the setup fee for you as well, too, if you use that link. All right. So that's what we have. So let's go back to why we're here today, how to start flipping houses with no money. So just in case you're here first time, you've never met me before, please subscribe. Subscribe, share this video, and click like. That's the best thank you can do for me. My name is Ola, and I'm the founder here at myempirepro.com. And what I do essentially is I do training, consulting. There's one more. Consulting, training, and a lot of marketing activities, okay? The product that I offer the world is both real estate as well as informational products, okay? So in other words, you don't have the information on how to get started, and this is where you want to go. You're struggling with generating leads for your business. This myempirepro.com is where you want to start from. Okay. So today we want to talk about how to start flipping houses with no money. My story, this is how I started my career back in 2004 and 2005. Essentially, my pastor's wife said something to the effect. I started doing some research. I stayed up late night one day, and then before you knew it, I was all in it. I started, I bought my first course back in 2004. In 2005, February, or around that time, I purchased a real estate program for $3,000, money I did not have, okay? But I purchased it anyway. How? Because when we want something bad enough, we make it happen, right? We don't give excuses when we want something bad enough, right? And that's exactly what happened to me, or what I made happen to me. I purchased it $3,000 before I knew it. I started marketing. By 2005, December, I closed my first deal that paid me $10,000. That $10,000, I took $5,000 out of it. I bought me a five-year-old car at the time. I think it was a five-year-old car. It was a four-year-old car. It was a 2001 Chrysler Cirrus. No, not Cirrus. Chrysler Concord. Okay, I'd always wanted that long-ass car, and I took $5,000, and I went down to Jersey City, and I bought me one with my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife. Okay, so that's how I got into real estate, and for the next 2-3 years after that, it was a bliss. I just started doing deals and deals and deals and deals, and before you know it, in 2008, the market crashed, and boom, I was out of business. And I went into internet marketing, and I started learning marketing. And then within another 1 or 2 years, we built another $1 million business with my brother, with the help of my brother in partnership with me at the time. And then that business crashed again. And then I went back to the first love, which is real estate. And, you know, and then we combined the two together, marketing and real estate. I realized that the two cannot really go without each other if you want to build a business out of it, right? So, and I've learned so much from my mistakes, from being stupid, and you're going to learn what not to do, okay? I was just listening to Grant Cardone today saying, if you want to follow anything, you want to read a book, just learn people that are doing stupid stuff. And it's true, because when you look at that, you will avoid what not to do. And if you can avoid mistakes and avoid doing stupid stuff, you will be in the business for a long time. So how do you start flipping houses? Flipping houses means you buy low, you sell high. That means you pick up houses for low price and you sell them high. That's pretty much the basic definition of flipping houses. But now you want to do it for no money, because I just say you're buying property low and you're selling high. If you don't have no money, how are you going to buy at all, you know, if you don't have any money? So it's not gonna add up, right? So in other words, you need to find a creative way to do that. So what's a creative way? How do you creatively buy a house for low so you can sell it higher? Okay. That's something I want to explain to you right now. That's the formula that you're looking at right now. Right, and it's F dot I multiply. The dot is the same thing as multiplication, if you know a little bit of algebra. Okay, so you can think. So it's a product of FILUC, and if you can figure that out, which I'm going to explain that to you right now, you can create $5,000, $20,000. My highest was $82,000 from simply doing this activity, and none of these five things has anything to do with money, okay? In other words, you don't have to come up with money. Now, with that being said, let me be clear, okay? You may need marketing money depending on how fast you want results. Marketing money is not the same thing as $200,000 to buy a house, okay? We're not trying to get you to buy a house. But if you work a regular job, if you have $20, $30, $50, $1,000 per month that you can invest into marketing, you can create $5, $20, $40, $82,000 per month, as much as you want, from the simple activity I'm about to share with you right now. So the higher you have, you know, the faster you can get to results. If you don't have any, then if you don't have any money at all, then you should be cold calling. Like I'm going to show you an example here towards the end of this session. We are going to be cold calling. Okay. Does that make sense? So let me see what's going on here. So we're doing good. We're doing good so far. Let's see. Now, if you can't hear me, let me know. I think everybody else can hear me. If you can't hear me, chances are it's your situation. Let's see here. Yep, we're live. Let me just make sure that we can hear ourselves here.
Chances are it's your situation.
Yep. So I can hear myself. I just tested it, so it works. All right. So here's the thing. F stands for find deals. Okay. Finding deals. And I put them together with the I because it's finding and identifying deals. Okay. You need to find and identify deals. If you can find and identify deals, there's only one more step after that. Okay. You need to find and identify deals. What do I mean by identify deals? Because not every property on the real estate market is going to qualify for flipping or for wholesaling, we like to call it, right? Not every property on the market is going to qualify for that. Does that make sense? All right. Because there's a specific thing that you're looking for that makes a deal qualify for, that makes it qualify as a deal, that makes somebody offering a real estate for sale, that make it qualify as a deal. There's a specific formula that makes it qualify. Now, there are some scenarios, okay? There are some exceptions to the rule. There's always an exception to every rule. Okay. The exception to the rule is something you need to learn after you learn the rule. Okay. Don't try to learn the exceptions to the rule until you've learned the rules, right? Because I mean, if you don't know the rules of a game, there's no need to learn the exceptions. Okay. And I'm trying to break that down into simple math, simple step-by-step formula for you, okay? You need to learn the rules before you learn the exception. So think about what I'm giving you right now as a formula, as a rule, right? And when you understand it, it's going to make complete sense, and then you will learn the exceptions. Learning the exceptions takes you another step higher in the game of real estate flipping. That way you can really become very creative in this marketplace, and you can make a lot of money doing that. Okay. All right. So the first step is find and identify deals. What is a deal? The question is, what is a deal? You know what finding means. You know how to identify something once you know what it is. So now we need to know what a deal is. Does that make sense? All right. So stay with me real quick. I'm going to do something real quick here. All right. I'm about to post a quick thing on Instagram here. I don't do it as often anymore because it doesn't matter. People that need to find this information will find it anyway. But, you know, once in a while, I'm in the spirit and I'll just do it. So I'm doing a quick post on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you're following me on Instagram. It's iTuxB, I-T-U-X-B. That's where you can follow me on Instagram. Okay. So we need to learn how to identify deals. Okay. If you can't identify deals, you will fail. Okay. You need to find and identify deals. So you need to know where to look, and then you need to know what a deal looks like. What is a deal? Okay. So for real estate investors, okay, there's a certain criteria that they're looking for. And the properties you're looking for are for real estate investors. They're not for a retail buyer. There is an exception to that rule, okay? And we'll get there once we get there. But for now, I want you to understand that the concept here is to understand that. One second here. Swipe up to watch live. There you go. Swipe up to watch live, and we're going to post that real quick. There you go. All right, so it makes sense. All right, so yeah, the second one, we're going to come back to identifying the deal. We're going to know what a deal looks like. A deal is for investors. An investor has a criteria of what they're looking for. The next step here before I continue with the finding and identifying deals is you need to lock it under contract. That's L-U-C, lock under contract. Okay. You need to, once you find and identify a deal, you need to lock it under contract. A contract costs you nothing. Okay. Now, if you're operating in the MLS world, the rule may change a little bit, but I don't teach you to operate in the MLS world if you're getting started, because again, the topic of this session is how to start flipping houses with no money. If you have no experience, I always advise to capture some experience first. Try to make your first deal $5,000, $20,000, $40,000 before you start doing extra acrobatic stuff in the business, okay? You need to understand the basics concept of it, okay? If you don't do that, there's a lot of risk in real estate because that means you're trying to invest your money, you're trying to invest too much time and energy into situations that may not work out for you because you don't understand how, you don't understand the basics of it first, okay? So you need to lock in on that contract. I'm going to explain to you what that means, okay? And every time you do FILUC, you can expect, you know, successful closing of such deals, you can expect $5,000, $20,000, $40,000. My highest, again, is $82,000. My average was about $20,000, $25,000, somewhere between $20,000, $30,000, okay? That was my average. The reason why I'm giving you a discrepancy there is because I never really calculated it, but I know that on an average, I'm looking to close to make $20,000, $21,000, $22,000, $27,000, $30,000. And boom, one day I made $82,000. Okay. That wasn't every day. Okay. That happened only one time. And there was one time that I made under $5,000 as well too. So typically it's average around 20. Okay. So just to give you a good idea of what we're looking at there. Okay. All right. So let's go back to the first part of the formula. Okay. And we have another 15 minutes before we dive into our 90 minutes cold calling session. Okay. Let's go back into, let's see here, attach. All right. All right. So finding, identifying a deal. Okay. A deal for an investor, for a real estate investor. And a real estate investor is somebody who purchased a property so they can put add value to the property and then put it back on the market for sale for profit. Okay. They want to add value. Okay. In other words, if you have a pretty house, the prettier the house, the more difficult it's going to be to try to add value to it. Okay. The prettier the house, the more difficult it's going to be to try to add value to it. I want you to pay attention to that. So if you have somebody just fixed up a property or brand new construction, they put it on the market, they're trying to sell it, and they say, hey, I'm looking for $400,000 for this house. What is it worth? Well, I don't know. That's what I think it's worth. Give me $400,000. That is not an ideal deal for you. If you see such a house, you need to keep it moving because there's no additional way for you to add value to that property or for an investor to add value to that property. Okay, so you're not trying to be an investor, a full-blown cash buyer investor right now. Okay, you're not trying to buy. Remember, we're talking about with no money. You're trying to engage in this business, make $5,000, $20,000, and never have to put a dime down. Right? That's what we're talking about. Right? So, but you need to learn how to find and identify deals for the people that have the money. Okay, how do you find these people that have the money? That's the easiest part of all this, okay? That's the easiest part of all this. If you learn how to find and identify deals, there's just more than enough people that will gladly come to the table with the money to do the deal, close the deal, and give you your $5,000 to $20,000 fee so you can keep moving to the next one. Does that make sense? Okay. So all you're doing is you're finding and identifying deals, okay? And that's how you flip houses with no money, okay? Some people, I've labeled that wholesaling, real estate wholesaling, okay? You never use your money. All you're doing is finding a deal. You're finding people that are willing to sell their property for a deal. A deal for an investor is typically 65% of the after repair value of the property, okay? So remember, I just said after repair value. I did not say fair market value, okay? I didn't say that, okay? Let me look at your face as we're talking here, right? I didn't say fair market value. I said after repair value. In other words, there's probably a need for a repair in this house, okay? Because we're looking for properties that we can add value to, that your investor, the person you're looking for a deal for, can add value to. That's the point of all this, okay? If it's a pretty property and somebody is in trouble, they owe too much money, they need to get out, that does happen sometimes, okay? But that's sometimes. That's like a miracle happen, right? And it's happened to me before, a house that doesn't need any work, and you flip it and there's no need any work. But if you're not in the game, such miracles doesn't happen, okay? If you're in the game, it can happen, okay? But when you are about looking for your deals, you're finding and you identify deals, the activity that you engage in to make that happen is called marketing. Marketing, okay? That's what you engage in to make that happen. All right. And when you're marketing, you don't go market to to properties that you know there's a low chance it's going to become a deal. Does that make sense? So, and I see people say sometimes, oh, that's this testimony of this person that did this and did. And I go, well, that's a miracle. Testimonials are typically miracles, okay? And they are the best of the best of the stories you will hear. But what you're going to hear here on this channel is the reality of this game. The reality of this game is that it's a lot of numbers. You're going to see me when I start making the calls in about 10 minutes. It's a lot of people you have to touch before you create a deal. But that's the formula, okay? Because every time you create a deal and you close a deal, it's absolutely worth it. It's like everything else that's really cool in life. It takes work. It takes effort, right? Not physical work, not manual labor, right? But mind, like patience, right? It takes that and being patient. And you're going to hear testimonials that make you feel like you should go look for this person's story exactly the way they said it. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to waste your time. It's a numbers game, okay? You need to do a lot of touches to create deals. If you do one touch and you create your first deal, you were just lucky, okay? It's not going to happen over and over again. But there's something, there's a formula you can follow to make this happen over and over again. So we're finding, identifying deals. A deal is a house that somebody is willing to sell for 65% of its ARV after repair value, okay? So 65% of ARV. Now, there's a little step further beyond that. That's going to be minus the repair cost. Okay? So, here's an example. If a property is being sold for $300,000, okay? No, if a property is worth $300,000, if it was repaired and is in perfect condition, it would be worth $300,000, right? That property needs about $25,000 of work, right? Here's your job as a wholesaler, as a person who wants to start flipping real estate properties with no money, right? Your job is to find a person who's willing to sell such a property for a deal. Sometimes they're not upfront looking to sell it. It's just negotiation skills that get you there, okay? That get you to the point where they're willing to sell at 65% of the ARV. The ARV in this case is $300,000, right? You multiply that by 0.65, 65%, right? That's essentially $195,000, right? The house needs $25,000 worth of repair. We're going to take that from that 195, right? And that puts us at your maximum allowable offer. It's called MAO, maximum allowable offer. And that offer is $170,000. So I would walk into that property, right? And I would say, how much work does it need? $25,000? Wow. That's a lot of work. Well, let me let you know, I'm an investor. I buy these houses so I can fix them and put them back on the property for a profit. Most human beings are okay with you making a profit, okay? Even God is okay with you making a profit. As a matter of fact, I think God frowns at anything that doesn't make a profit, okay? It needs to be profitable. So it's not a big deal that you're working. It's not going to be a lowball offer. Again, you found this person by marketing to a type of list, right, that you know most people on this list are looking to get out, okay? They need to get rid of the property. They don't want to sell. It's two different things. They're not looking to sell. They absolutely need to get out of the property, okay? And those are the kind of people you're looking to, because when you now speak to them and say, listen, my offer for your property looks like it's 160. Remember I said 170, but I just said 160 so I can leave myself some room for negotiation. That's pretty much how you want to approach these things. And one day after calling, you need to touch a few people. Few people means something, sometimes hundreds and thousands of people to find such deal. What's going to happen in this scenario? You found and you identify a person, say, yeah, I don't care. I don't want to walk away with anything, but I'm owing some money. If you can take care of the loan, whatever, you know, whatever I owe on the property, you say, okay, let me see. And then you put it on the property, you put it under contract, you lock it under contract. That's the second part of the formula. So the person said, yes, I just need to get rid of this property. Okay. And they said, yes, to, they said, can you come up to 180? You said, you know what? It's a lot for me, okay? It's a lot for me. But if you can meet me in the middle, if you can bite, you know, I'm trying to talk to my partners and it's not looking too good right now. But if you can bite it in the middle for me, we can do it. And it said 170. Okay, let's put it on that contract for 170. You put it on that contract for 170, right? And you turn around, okay, and you offer that contract. You lock it under contract. That means somebody signed the paperwork giving you an option to purchase the property at 170, okay? You now have the right to purchase this property at 170. And it's in written, it's in black and white, okay? It's in written form. It's signed as a purchase contract with the price 170 on it, right? That you can purchase for. You now have what we call an equitable interest in the property. You turn around and you sell that interest or the right to that contract, you sell that for $20,000, okay? You sell it for $20,000. So the buyer, the person that's fixing the property, the person that's going to put the work in into this property will essentially say, oh, you have a contract for $170? All right, and what's your fee? $20,000? That means they need to come up with $170 plus $20,000, $190, okay? $190,000. They're purchasing this property for $190, right? So now they need to put work in, $190,000. Plus $190,000 plus $25,000. So they'll be in at $215. I don't know if that's reading backwards. $215. I'm not sure if that's reading backwards for you, by the way. But it's $215,000 they need to come up with. Remember, this property is worth $300,000, right? The repair, right? The purchase, the repair, $215. Let's say an estimated closing cost of about 5%, right? $215 multiplied by 0.05. So another $10,000 for closing costs, though their cost is up to $225,000. I mean, they're about to make about $60,000 to $75,000 profit on this property when they fix it and put it back on the property for $300,000. Remember, the after repair value of this property is $300,000. So you're able to make your $20,000 because you were good at one thing. What was it that you got good at, right? Let's go back there. The one thing you got very good at is finding and identifying deals, and then you lock in it under contract, and then you just made $20,000 for doing that. Okay, so what is it that we're engaging? How do we find such deals? Well, you can cold call, like I'm about to start right now in about 5 minutes, okay, or less. All right, you can absolutely start calling people. What's the kind of list? What list are you calling? Well, I personally call for sale by owners and pre-foreclosures, okay? That means people that have defaulted on their loan mortgage payment, okay? That means they're 3 months or more late on their mortgage payment, okay? These people are standing to lose their property if they don't sell. So my job is very simple when I call them. I call them, I see if it's the right person, and I simply ask, would you consider selling me your property, okay? And that's it, and the conversation flows from there, okay? There's a whole script of what I say. There's some information I need from them. If they say yes, what are we looking for? And that's something you learn from here, okay? So if you do want my script, first of all, Red X come with a bunch of scripts that you can use. If you want my script, if you sign up with Red X, I'll give you access to my script. But you can just listen to this video and see how I talk, and you know, you can grab. But the first question for me when I'm calling pre-foreclosures, which is what I'm about to call today, is would you consider selling your property to me? And then I'll flow from there. Most of the answers is going to be no. In fact, most of the numbers we're going to call is not going to be a valid number. But that's the point. If it was easy to do, everyone else would be doing it. But if I spend the next 90 minutes here, it's absolutely worth it for me, okay? Now, what I typically love to do is direct response marketing, okay, using either the internet or direct mailing, okay? That's what I like to do. That's my favorite way of marketing. But I don't just focus on my favorite way of marketing, or not just my own favorite way of marketing. Sometimes I do what I got to do to get to what I want. And one of them is what I'm about to do right now, okay? So with that being said, we're going to dive in. We're going to start making some cold calls, okay? And it should be fun, all right? Let's say 4:57. We're going to go on a 90-minute session. Okay, so you can hang out with me here. I'm logging in right now. If you want to use the same system that I use, come on. If you want to use the same system, I'm logging in, and let's see if to let me in. Okay, yeah, we're in. All right, and see, I'm going to switch over here. I'm going to show you what my dialer looks like. Okay. All right, this is what it looks like, and it's actually telling me that I have some new leads, okay? It's telling me that I have some new leads available. I'm going to click refresh, okay? I try to call pre-foreclosures. I also call people in auction. I want to call people in auction first today. So I've used filters. You can use filters on this platform to set them apart. Okay. I also have today I'm not going to call for sale by owners. Let me actually click and see if there's some new ones. I'm sure there's some new ones. Yeah, there's probably some new ones. So you can see that this lead came in on 4/4/15. I call for sale by owners, but most of them are pretty houses. And you know, and like I said earlier, you're not gonna find this type of deals in most pretty houses. But I do call sometimes. But pre-foreclosures also, most of the numbers you're gonna call are not interested for whatever reason. But I like today I'm gonna lead with calling scheduled auctions, okay? Scheduled auctions, and I'll go from top to bottom. In other words, like if you see here, I'm gonna order this in status date, right? Sort it rather. I'm sorting it, and I can see here that this was an auction date that was from 2015. That's not what I want. Okay, I don't want the auction date to be 2015. That's too old. Chances are that house is sold already, and that's not what we want. So I'm gonna sort it back again to go from top to bottom. Okay. And that's it. All right. So let's see here. All right. So let's see. All right. So you can see that this auction date right here is set for June 2018. And that looks more like what I'm looking for. Okay. So I'm going to call these people. And this is 1,825 leads. Okay. If I scroll all the way to the bottom here. Let's scroll all the way to the bottom here. But anyway, when I get to the point where I don't want to call anymore, I will stop calling. Okay. 4/18. Okay, you see this one? These auctions are set for 4/18/2018. All right, so there's not much that I'm gonna need to call here. I'm gonna check the date. Once I hit today, like the auction date is like right now, I'm gonna stop and switch. I'm going to switch and go to the other list, which is pre-foreclosure. Pre-foreclosure do not have an auction date yet, but they are 3 months or more late on their payments. Okay. All right. So, the first thing I want to do before I click dial is and switch back to the other. Once I start dialing, just to protect these people's privacy, I'm going to switch over to the other screen where the links are showing, and then you can just hear me making the calls. Okay. So I'm going to click this pause. And this pause essentially tells me how many hours I have in there. 17 hours of call. Okay. I've called 727 leads. We've made about 1,200 calls. Okay. How am I able to do that? Because the machine does the calling. I just talk when people come on the line. And also, we use a voicemail to drop voicemails that simply say, hey, I was interested in your property. Can you call me back? Because I want to know if you will consider selling me your property. That's it. Okay. All right, 97 contacts. That means people I actually spoke to. Okay, 360 voicemails were dropped. So I don't leave the voicemails manually. I recorded it once. It's generic. It says, I'm interested in your property. Give me a call back. And I've dropped that 360 times. Okay, so if you want access to this again, myempirepro.com/redx. That's the link. All right, call back set. People I was supposed to call back so far are 19 people. Okay. I'm not really a big fan of calling. I should get better at calling people back and follow up. But I'm a bigger fan of volume, just wide, just playing very wide. Okay. And that's how I'm able to create all the deals I've ever created. If you're wondering what's my experience with real estate, I've closed over 40 deals personally. Okay. All right. So let's see what we're up to here. So I'm going to close the pause and we're going to go start dialing the auction. Okay, and we're gonna click. All I need to do is click dial, and then you see it says starting storm. That's the storm dialer is starting, and here I'm gonna say it's loading. All right, so I'm gonna try to bring my phone close to my mouth. So it says we're about to dial 1423 people. Well, let me make sure I select the right list. Auction scheduled. And we're gonna click dial, okay? I want to make sure I'm not calling the wrong people, okay? Right. So 1423 houses. total number of phone calls that the system was able to pull up for me. So it goes out and skip trace and find phone numbers for that may be attached to this property. Okay, that's essentially what it does. And here it says exclude phone numbers. I definitely want to exclude anything on the do not call list, but I don't want to exclude mobile numbers. I want to call mobile numbers, okay? Unless you're on the DNC list, then I have to call. Here it says call phone with no disposition. I want to call people that I've never called before only. This one has a voicemail that I've left. This one says no answer. I don't want to call those people right now. I want to call brand new leads. I'm all about brand new leads, okay? I'm going to click, I think we're good to go here. Let's see. Only dial the first phone for phone. No, we don't need that. So I'm going to click go. So once this is go, you see the start button that shows up here. And I'm going to click start. And then the dialer will call me.
Want to continue.
Right, so just hang out with me. Sometimes I may have a lesson or two to share with you. Then we'll take it from there. So let me switch screens back as we're waiting for the first person to come on. See? We're on the dial. Switch screens over. All right, perfect. All right, so, and by the way, so I'm going to drop a voicemail.
Please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You just drop voicemail, yeah. All right, so we just dropped one voicemail and on to the next call. That's a good number, actually. The home of the Atkins. This is a voicemail. So we just dropped another voicemail. So here's what I try to teach people. You know, essentially what we're doing here is we're creating touches, okay? We're creating marketing, okay? Your marketing. Every voicemail that's left on somebody's phone is essentially a marketing piece. It's a marketing creative, okay? And your primary job as a wholesaler, okay? Your primary job is marketing. You're there to find and identify deals. Once you find one, you lock it under contract. And then you sell the rights to that contract to investors. The best way to find investors is to join your local real estate association. Okay, that's the first way. There's some more advanced and hack ways. Another voicemail. So there's some more advanced and hacks that we use to build a list. I like doing things in volume because it creates speed and success loves speed, right? So I like to build a list of buyers. I like to deal in volume when I'm creating marketing pieces. Like, rather than making this call right now.
Please leave your message for 908-627-5787.
So rather than making this call right now, I'd rather create direct mailing letters, right? But again, there's nothing wrong with making calls, you know, if that's something you love doing and you don't mind doing. I actually like doing that. Hello? Yes, hello. Can I speak to Silas Smith?
You have the wrong number.
Thank you. All right, so that's a wrong number. So every time I get a wrong number, there's a way I had a disposition to the lead, and it deletes it from my database. But there's something I usually like to do that I didn't do now, and I'm going to share that with you. And the question is, Do you know anything about a property at 612 Clinton Street? You know, I asked that question. Okay, I asked that question. Resume. I have to resume the call for every touch. That was a touch. So I like to ask that question, you know, because you never know, it could be a tenant that the system pull up their number, and sometimes they're willing to give you their number. Okay. And if you go watch some of my past videos, you will see me doing that, you know, and actually collecting a phone number to a landlord from a tenant because I asked that extra question. So really, as a practice, you should learn how to ask more and more questions until the person either gives up and give you a house or that's a voicemail. All right, so I'll stay on the phone and keep asking questions until the person gives me a house or they get fed up and just get frustrated out of the phone. I'm marketing, okay? And marketing is as simple as that. The only thing I wouldn't call is a number on a do not call list, okay? Or a person will hang up on me, okay? Even sometimes when they hang up on me, hello? So somebody just hung up, maybe they heard my voice talking and they're at work or something. Who knows why? You know, I just redial. It doesn't cost me anything. I click redial and it start redialing again. All right. So this time I hit a voicemail instead. So if I hit a voicemail, even better, because I get to now drop a marketing piece on their voicemail, right? So it's a voice memo. Okay, and I drop voicemail, and now onto the next lead. Okay, so this particular one right now, auction is May 9th, which is around the corner. So again, these people have auctions scheduled right now. I'm gonna always call them first because I've actually helped at least two or three people save their home from going into foreclosure, even a week from foreclosure. Because I was able to get it under contract, talk to the bank. The bank gave me some more time. We negotiated a deal. Within that period of time, I found an investor to pick up the deal. It's happened before a few times for me. So, and it's some of the sweetest deals you can do because the homeowner is typically very appreciative of that. Because they already lost all hopes and they thought they were going to get hit with foreclosure on their credit. So I wasn't able to per se, help them save the property, but I save their credit because their credit is not going to get hit with foreclosure. Okay, so some people. Another voicemail. So drop voicemail. All right, so some people will say, but they're going to get asked for the difference later if you negotiate a short sale. A short sale is essentially when you negotiate less than what people owe to sell their property. You negotiate that with the bank. The bank takes less than what they owe. Yes, traditionally you could they will be asked for the difference of the of how much they sold it for, but there are programs that they can tap into where they can have that waived for them. At the very minimum, Obama had that going heavy when he was in the office, but I think it's still on there too right now. And it's just a matter of talking to your accountant properly. Okay. So, but it's such a good feeling to know that you're able to help or able to help a homeowner save a property that was about to go into foreclosure. You make some cool 20, 30 grand from that, right? So that's why I like calling this particular type of leads.
Please
Okay.
leave your message
All
for
right, so
908265
let's see. All right, so when they talk like that, I wait for a voicemail, and then I drop a voicemail. Okay. All right, so with that being said, let me see if I can switch screens and show you a couple of operations real quick. All right, let's see. The dollar is going as we're talking. The dollar is going. All right. Let me switch screens. I just can't show it indefinitely, but I like to show you. All right, so that's the screen right there. Okay, so this is a lead in Roselle. And this person has an auction date on May 9th, $263,000. Okay. And you can see that it's been dialed. And you can see that yellow stands for no answer. Okay. And you can see this thing vibrating. That means it's being dialed. I can pause it at any time. I can hang up if I want to. Okay. And here you can see that the timer. So out of 90 minutes, we are 9 minutes in. We've called 9 leads in 9 minutes. That's because there's a dialer. Again, this dialer, if you want it, you go to myempirepro.com/redx. Okay. 9 minutes and 23 seconds. The purpose of this is a good way to measure your activity, your marketing activity. So here's another voicemail. You can see that. And I click drop voicemail. Okay. Another voicemail. So you can see 5 numbers here. All of these are do not call list. Okay. Do not call. So there's only one number I could call, even though it put up all these other numbers. So now there's a voicemail. After the beep, I click drop voicemail. Okay. All right. And it goes instantly. It drops the voicemail. It goes instantly to dial the next lead. That's the beautiful thing about this. So 10 minutes, we've called 10 leads. We've made 20 calls because some people have multiple numbers. Like, for example, there are 2 numbers attached to this particular house. Okay. Now, as I'm talking to you, there's a call coming back to me. Somebody's trying to call back. Okay. As a matter of fact, let's see. So you can see here there's a call trying to come in. All right. So that was a call trying to come in. It's just gone to voicemail. I don't like interrupting my session with the calls. So I let them leave a voicemail for me, or I'll call them back after the actual session. Okay. All right. So we're still dialing. Let's see here. So as you can see, it's going on to the next call after the other. The only time I have to click resume call again is after I leave a voicemail. Then I have to click resume dialing. Okay. So let's switch back so I can protect the privacy of these people again. Let's switch it back. Let's go to our screen here where you can see the link.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Another voicemail. Okay.
Is
so,
not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. Drop voicemail. So as you can see here, I mean, you can't see my screen, but I can tell you, right? The system pulls up the data, the leads. It pulls up more data. It goes out into the internet and search for more data like phone numbers. So you can reach out to these people and ask them a simple question. Would you consider selling me your property? And then you start talking from that. After they say that, I usually go, tell me the story. What's going on with the property? Does it need any repair? How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? Right? If they don't say they're willing to sell, there's no need to get into the rest of the conversation. Okay. So in other words, don't get stuck on the script. Don't get stuck on memorizing the script. Just master the first question. Okay. Which is, would you consider selling me your property? If I was calling for sale by owners, right, I would be asking, I'm calling about your property in so-so-so city. And they're like, yes. Can you tell me about the property? Voicemail. Yeah, so every time I click drop voicemail, it goes on to the next call by itself. If I talk to a person, then I have to resume the dialing by myself. Okay. All right. So what was I saying here? By the way, we're down to auction date May 2nd, which is about today's what, the 16th? Something like that, I guess. I lost track. Yeah, 16th. So that's about 2-3 weeks from now. Okay, so in this particular county in Roselle Park, I think the auction dates are on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. So I think May 2nd, let me check. May 2nd could be a Wednesday. Let's see if my memory is good. Yep, May 2nd. In Essex County here in New Jersey, it's every Tuesday that they do auctions. So, yeah, that's about 3 weeks from now because today is the 16th. Yep, it's 3 weeks from Wednesday. All right. So Let's see here. So what do you do? It's very simple. You're making this call. You want to set 60 minutes, 90 minutes is what I set. It's 90 minutes per day, 5 days a week. I make these calls. I've had some really cool conversations, right? Most of my deals that I've closed is because I got very good at talking to people on the phone. Even if they're responding to a letter, you still want to be good on the phone. You want to be able to say something simple like, what's the story with the property? And you want to say it with confidence, because if you don't have confidence, they can tell. And nobody wants to work with people that are not confident, because remember, they're leaving their livelihood in your hands. Okay? So it's very important that you start practicing. Confidence comes from practicing. Okay? The voicemail. Right, so confidence comes from two things, actually. All right, confidence comes from two things. Educating yourself, which is what you're doing right here. Kudos to you by being here, by watching these videos, by paying attention to what I'm saying here, by downloading the book, myempirepro.com. You're educating yourself. The book is something you need to read 10 to 15 times, okay? And I say that not to intimidate you, but just to let you know that's what it takes. You know, you have to become a master. You have to get into mastery, okay? And that's what it takes. And that creates voicemail. Gracias. All right, on to the next one. So this particular lead right here, three phone numbers, leaving three voicemails. Okay, how many voicemails have we left? We're 15 minutes and 30 seconds in right now. Okay, we've left. Matter of fact, let me switch screens. I don't want to bore your eyes. I'll try to switch screens every 15 minutes or so, so you can see what is going on with the dialer. All right. All right, so you can see here that's 15 minutes and 50 seconds, about 16 minutes. 16 leads have been called, 29 calls have been made, right? We're leaving a voicemail now, right? 14 voicemails have been left. Remember, each voicemail, drop voicemail. So after I click drop voicemail, it goes to the next lead by itself and you start dialing it instantly, right? So that's 15 voicemails have been left, okay? And also, there's this thing that counts as score. If you have a team of people that you know want to be making this call, you can create a team of people making this kind of calls for you, right? If you can afford it, right? Or you know how to manage your team. And you can measure against each other with this scores. And this score right here says I have 46 points just today. And what is this score? How's it calculated? You can see here, calls made, one. Contacts, that every time I talk to a person, it counts 2 points for me. How many appointments have I set? For every appointment I set, to give me 5 points. For every voicemail, I leave 1 point. So you can see 15 voicemail gives me 15 points, right? For every callback set, every time I set an appointment, somebody's saying, if somebody says, can you call back at this time? I will set that as a callback appointment, right? That gives me 1 point. For every 30 minutes, full 30 minutes on the call session, it gives me a 10 points. Why? Because you're working, okay? And if you have a team that you're managing, you know, remember, as I'm talking to you, it's still dialing, right? If you have a team that you're managing, this is a very simple way to get them motivated. You can give them a gift for every 200 points they make, every 1,000 points they make. If they make 1,000 points within a day, you can give them, because that means they're calling people. That means they're reaching out to people and they don't get to read. The system automatically records that number, but that creates more revenue for your business. Excuse me. The last time, the reason why I disappeared, by the way, if you were following me before, let's drop that voicemail. Drop voicemail. All right. So the reason why I disappeared for the past, over a week from doing these call sessions was because I had cold. So I was coughing every other sentence I make. And if you go watch that, it was good calls, but terrible session because of the breaks and the coughs and stuff like that. But pretty cool though, you know. It got 2 points. I had to stop. There's a voicemail to be left here. voicemail. And we're now down to April 25. Today is 16th. So that's in 2 weeks' time. Drop voicemail. All right. This is in Elizabeth, New Jersey. April 25, is it what? Next week? Yeah, like next week, right? So this house is going to auction, and they want 362. They're not going to get 362 for this house. You and I know that. Let's click over to Zillow. So that's the beauty here. You can click here.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Adrian, please?
Who?
Adrian? Can I ask you a question? I'm calling about 209 South 2nd Street in Elizabeth. Do you...
Yes?
209 South 2nd Street, Elizabeth.
209 2nd Street?
Yeah. Do you know anything about the property? About that house?
No.
All right. Thank you. Then I click hang up and I'll say wrong... Right? Wrong number. Somebody is calling back, as a matter of fact. But again, I always send them to voicemail. Deleting this, yes. And no, I don't want to count that as a contact. And then I have to, every time I do that, I have to click resume again. And I always, I'm getting used to it now. Before, I used to have to remember. Okay? All right. So, as you can see, April 25. That's how many days from now? Today is 16, about 11 days from now. Yeah, that's next week. Okay, so that's how those points are counted. So we're going to switch screens again. Let's go back to switching screens over to the other side. All right. So again, that was a real person I just spoke to, but it was the wrong number. You can get a lot of wrong numbers. Okay, I haven't really spoken to anybody in 20 minutes. But the beauty is that I haven't been dialing manually. Because some people will say, yeah, but I could dial it manually. No, that's going to get excruciating. Is that a word? I think so. Right, that's gonna get very, very hard for you to be dialing all this number one after the other, and then you know that most of them are gonna be wrong numbers, or they, you know. So it's better, okay. All right, so we're still dialing. What, 20
Hello?
Minutes? Yes, hi. Can I speak to Kathleen, please?
So Ali,
I'm calling about the house at 432 Loretta Street. Do you know anything about that?
432?
432 Loretta Street in Linden.
432. I know the house, but this is not my listing.
Oh, are you a realtor? Oh, you're a realtor. Okay, I'm gonna mark your number. I'm a real estate professional. I'm gonna mark your number as a realtor. I'm just calling some leads. Okay.
Oh, you calling for a lead?
Yeah, I'm calling leads. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. All right, so I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna mark that as an agent number, so that number will never be called across board anymore. Okay, and then it says I'm gonna call. I don't want to hang up, and then go to the next line. Yep. All right, so we start calling the next line. So sometimes the system pulls up agent numbers that have listed a house before. She knows the house. She's an agent. You know what? Thinking about it, I could have still had a conversation about her with the property. All right? So I got caught off guard there, right? I could have still asked questions. So you always continue to ask questions, especially if there's contact to the property. So that's my fault right there. Okay, but we're on to the next number now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
voice system.
9087185326 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Drop voicemail. On to the next. All right, so we just dropped a voicemail. We're going on to the next one. So this, I'm looking at the auction dates closely. Once they hit something that's about to be foreclosed on in 2 days, that will be the last set of numbers I will call from this list. If it was scheduled for foreclosure already last week, there's no point in me calling them, okay? It's either it's foreclosed on or they already asked for an extension, which means hopefully they know what they're doing, right? And, but I just avoid it, okay? If it's in the future, sure, we can still talk. All right. How we doing over there? How we doing over there? How we doing over there? If you like what I'm saying and anything is making sense so far, please give me a thumbs up. Just click the like button, the thumbs up button on the video. I really, really appreciate that to make a lot of sense. And that's the best thing you can do for me, okay? If you think more people will benefit from this video, just click share. And it's a post to your favorite, social media platform. And if you have any questions, anything like that, feel free to use the comment box. Okay. All right. So let's see how we're doing here. I was looking at that house earlier. 6-bedroom, 5 bathrooms. Looks like the 2-family was built in 2005. Yep. 2,500 square foot. And it's too sad. And this property is worth $339 per Zillow's algorithms. Okay. So they said the price is $350. Yeah, right. So apparently they've tried to sell it for $350, it looks like. Yeah. So just calling. Let's see here. So the thing about auction is that the list of auctions that I call are typically very small. Okay. It takes me about, I don't know, maybe about somewhere between 20 to 45 minutes to call them. So I'm about to finish.
Sorry, I can't take your call at this moment. If you would leave your name along with the phone number, I'll probably return your call. Thank you and have a great day.
That was a voicemail. So you notice I go quiet when there's a voicemail to be left. And until I click my drop a voicemail button. Okay. And then it goes to the next one. So for example, this house right here that I'm looking at right here, 357 Carnegie Place in Vauxhall. It has an auction date of April 25th. So I said 25th. Auction date, list price is $297,000. That means, that typically means that's how much they owe and the bank is looking to get back. Okay. And the property is saying on Zillow that it's worth $226,000. It doesn't mean the number is accurate, but it's typically close enough for me to have an idea of what that area is doing, right? Because that number is calculated from real numbers too. Drop the voicemail. All right, so on to the next house right now. So this house right here is 118 Irene Street, Linden, New Jersey. Okay, this property has been auctioned on April 18. That's in 2 days' time. It's going to auction. All right, the scheduled date for auction. And by the way, when I do get somebody on the phone... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking to speak to the owner of 194 Nottingham in Hillside.
He actually is not here. He just left.
Oh, he just left?
Yes.
I don't mind leaving a message, and I'm interested in buying the property if he can call me back as soon as possible. My name is Ola.
Are you interested in buying the property?
Correct, yes.
What was your name?
My name is Ola, O-L-A. O-L-A. And the phone number where you can reach me is 732-309-3834.
Do you want to leave your last name?
No, unless we're closing the deal.
Okay.
You will have my last name.
The address that you were interested in buying?
194 Nottingham. Is this a brokerage?
No, this is, well, you're calling a dental office, but we do, the owner owns
the dental property, office.
So.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the right number. Yeah, so he can give me a call back. My name is Ola. Just tell him to call me back.
Okay, 194.
Nottingham Way.
Can you spell that? Because I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, Nottingham Way. Nottingham. Way, W-A-Y.
What town is that in?
This is in Hillside.
Hillside?
Yeah, Hillside, yeah. And this person is Mark Weiss, is that what it is?
Mark Weiss?
Yeah, the name of the owner. The person that you're leaving a message for.
No, the person that I'm leaving a message for is Rosa Zada. I'm not sure if he has any, like, partners or anything like that.
Gotcha. All right, no problem. Thank
you. How did you get the number?
The number is coming up as one of the numbers attached to the property. That's why.
Okay, I'll have him call you back.
All right, thank you.
All
right, so I'm not sure that's a good number. That was a dentist office. So I'm actually going to mark it as a delete. And we're going to resume on the next person, on the next number. There's actually 5 different phone numbers for this lead. So we're going to call on to the next lead. All right. All right, so let's see here. So that house was actually a pretty house, but it's pre-foreclosure. You know, so the rule for pretty house is only for sale by owners, okay? If it's in pre-foreclosure, for sure it could be pretty. I'll still talk about it, okay? I'll still see if we can do something with it. All right, so let's start with that. Let's go on to the next house here. No, actually, we're still calling the same person. So there were 4 different numbers that come up. So one more number to call. There's two numbers on DNC. All right, so let's see here. Zillow.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mark? Mark, I'm calling about the property at 194 Nottingham Way in Hillside. Wrong number, thank you. All right, so that's a wrong number. And that was it. That was the only number left with that lead. On to the next. So this next house is 1107 13th Avenue, Plainfield. Plainfield is actually one of the hot market around here for real estate investing. Two numbers on this list. Let's see what kind of house this is. So, oh. Yeah, it's auction. It actually says auction on the thing already. Okay, I can share my screen now. We're another 15 minutes in.
Let me give you guys a voice message system. The mailbox belonging to you is full. Please hang up.
Okay, now it's telling me that
hang
up.
Are you still there? Goodbye.
The voicemail is full. Hang up. All right, and we're going to mark that as no answer. When a voicemail is full, I mark it as no answer. And, he's still dialing this number, actually. He's still dialing. All right. I wanted to switch screens so you can see what's going on. All right. So... Yes, hi. Can I speak to Daryl, please?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Daryl?
Yeah,
Daryl? Yeah,
Daryl. Daryl here.
Oh, I'm calling about 1107 13th Avenue. Wrong number. Thank you. Hung up. And I'm going to mark it as wrong number, right? And then no contact. I'm going to click resume. I think we'll go on to the next house here. Yep. So moving on to the next house. But this was the house we were calling about just now. You can see it says auction. So Zillow knows it's an auction as well too. And but let's go here. April 11th. This is already in the past. Okay. I'm going to finish this call and we're going to end this call. Okay. We spent 30 minutes on this. Okay. But this is in the past right now, which means there's a very high chance that this house is already foreclosed on. Okay, that's it. And then we're going to be done with this particular campaign. And we're going to start our pre-foreclosure campaign after that.
Please leave your message for...
So that's a voicemail. Drop voicemail. All right. It's calling this number right now. Uh, Anyway, this is in the past. We're just going to hang up and we're going to click X. We ended that session. 31 minutes, 88 points. Okay. This was 88 points. All right. So somebody's calling back. All right. So this person is calling back. Let me try to pick up this line. This is Ola. Hola.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Very good.
My name is Joe. You call my office about 194 Nottingham?
Correct.
Okay, you know it's for sale, so you spoke to the broker or what?
No, I didn't speak to the broker. Is it listed with the broker right now?
It was. I just took it off.
Oh, you
took. I'm just going to add another broker hopefully soon.
Oh. Okay, why do you think it didn't sell before?
Because I had to do some work, and I didn't do the work yet, and I'm planning on it, but I just have to do some work, because I knew that I needed to do some work on inside.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So you've done the work now?
I've done some of the work, and I'm still finishing up, so that's why I'm waiting. It'll probably another month. I'll be ready for, you know, to put a listing, but yeah.
Okay, I suppose you're working with the bank to put an extension on the sales? On the sales that's scheduled for?
No, I did already. It's done.
You did that? Okay, all right. I'm a cash buyer. I'm looking for cash investments. So I don't typically pay retail price for houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I could tell from the sound of him talking to me that, by the way, I was searching for the number he's called from. You know, that's probably the wrong number. That's why it didn't come up, right? So I was the next leads I need to call right now is going to be pre-foreclosures, okay? All right. So now for this guy that just called back, that was the house that we just called. So, in fact, we caught a good number, right? That was a good number we just caught. But it's a pretty house, 194 Nottingham. Let's see if we can find it again. 194 nothing. Let's search on Zillow. Show you this house real quick. So he's in foreclosure. You know, I typically would not tell them. I don't like telling them that I can see their housing, but I knew that I was getting ready to get off the phone anyway. So that's why I told him. So he says sold 350. He says for sale. Did I speak to the broker? So can you imagine the system bypassed broker and all that and found the number of the person? You can see it's a huge house, you know. You can see it's a huge, pretty house with garages and stuff. But that's not what we're looking for, all right? So he put in work. Anytime somebody's trying to put in work so they can sell fast and they're not desperate enough, they're not motivated enough, and they feel they can still do something about it, they could be right, you know. You can see that house right there, right? See that neighborhood? It's a clean neighborhood. That's a clean New Jersey neighborhood in Hillside, for that matter, you know. So, yeah, there's no way there. So you're better off, don't waste your time, don't waste their time, keep it moving. You're looking for ugly houses that you can add some value to. Put them on, lock them under contract, sell the rights to the contract. That's strictly what you're looking for. Sometimes a pretty house that just makes sense and, you know, somebody's willing to sell it for less will fall on your lap. Yes, it can happen. But we don't put our marketing effort towards that because clearly there's a higher chance it's not going to happen. You're wasting money and time and energy on marketing to the wrong type of properties. Okay. All right. So what is this looking like? We're calling pre-foreclosures now and no disposition. Perfect. That's good. And it's about 1,247 leads to call here. So let's get into it. Let's get started with that. All right. Now we're going to start. We're going to call.
Storm.
We're on. So 1 second. So we have another 60 minutes for today to go with our live session. So there's a lot to pick up. Here, okay. All right, so here's the problem. It's calling the same people. I'm gonna hang up. That's not the people I wanna call. This is calling an auction. So I just hung up. All right. I'm gonna hang this up. So for some reason, it's calling the wrong people. Let's go back to list view. And I'm gonna click pre-foreclosures. Okay, my pre-foreclosure list is loading auctions. So something is wrong. I'm gonna click here and edit. And okay, so I need this to be pre-foreclosures and not auction. I don't know why it's doing that. But see, you need to know your stuff, your leads. So I'm gonna click save. Save. All right, and filter saved, and we're gonna go back to close. All right, so now you can see it says pre-foreclosure here, right? Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, pre-foreclosure. Let me click this. It must have been a mistake somewhere. So this is auction, and this is so that was a filter that I set up. It must have been a mistake. Maybe I picked the wrong thing on the wrong filter. So now we're gonna dial. Okay. By the way, bring your A game in problem solving to the table where you are. That's 1,053 leads to call. No, as a matter of fact, let me. Okay, we're calling this. Pre-foreclosure date was on the 6th. I like to call oldest to newest. So I'm going to click, I like to call oldest to newest. Okay. So I need to sort it. Okay, because the older they are in pre-foreclosure, the more motivated they could be. Okay, it's not always true, but the tendency, if somebody is just 3 months late, right, then, you know, it's just 3 months. They can save some money, do some overtime, and pay up upfront, you know, pay up to date, right? So I'm going to click here, and I'm going to status date, and you will see some dates go back as far as 2015, okay? And some of these people will be, will like if it's auction, it will show us auction. It would have moved away from here to auction. So it's not yet auction or they've caught up and they're still struggling. And so all I'm doing is not telling them they're in pre-foreclosure. I'm just saying, hey, would you consider selling me the property? If they were ever once in pre-foreclosure, meaning they were late, chances are they caught up, but they're still struggling, right? So I'm going to say no here. All right, and then, right, so no disposition. That means I've never called them before on DNC. And I click go. All right, and we're going to click start. Now I'm going to be called. Okay.
Come to storm. Press 1 to continue.
Okay. We'll start the call. So there we have it. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to switch some screens back so we can protect some privacy. How's that? Okay. Wait, I just switched back to the same screen. Let's see. Application, boom. All right, so don't forget, if you want to avoid cold calling and you just want to learn how to market direct response style, you set up some marketing, you lay back and you wait for the right people to call you. Want to do that? That book, myempirepro.com, is really where what you want to master, okay? I have, as I'm talking to you 24/7 when I'm sleeping, I have marketing running on autopilot, okay? If you have some time, you're willing to, you have some energy, maybe you're low on budget for marketing and you just want to do some shoestring budget and get to your first deal, make $20,000 first, let's see here. Yeah. Then absolutely you want to go to the link, myempirepro.com/redx. They will, with this link, waive your setup fee. Okay. And, that's something to take advantage of. All right, so let's see here. We're dialing. Are we dialing? What's going on? Hang up. Next. All right. It looks like the number.
Please
2430.
All right, so let me hang up, and my pulse is not recording data, so I need to redial back again. Sometimes this thing causes error. I was saying earlier that, yeah, I'm even trying to end the session and it won't let me end. Okay, so I need to refresh this whole session, as a matter of fact. You know, sometimes you need to bring your A game in problem solving to the table, because, you know, technology, systems, things will hang, you know, and just want to calm down, okay? And this gets easier and easier with time. You close your first deal, it gets about 2 million times easier, okay? So, but in the beginning, it can seem a little bit difficult, okay? And that's something you just want to watch out for and make sure you're not a victim of yourself. You definitely want to pay attention to that. So you want to bring your A game in problem solving. You see a problem, look at it as an opportunity. Look at it as a challenge. Look at it as an opportunity to solve a problem and create revenue. Okay. You did not complete. Would you like to resume it? No. I need to start fresh. What is going on here? And we're going to click go. Okay. Yes. And click go. We click start. And start. And we're going to get dialed.
Storm. Press 1 to begin.
One. Okay. All right. So we're good to go. The session is recording. All right. Because there was a call that I made some few weeks ago that did not record my data, number of leads called, any of that. And when I was done, I saw that I made some calls, but it didn't show the number of hours. So chances are something like this happened. I didn't note it. All right. So let's go another 60 minutes here. All right. So when you're calling, these numbers, there's also something that happens when you're calling these numbers. When you're calling, cold calling, for sale by owner, you're talking to people, there's also something that happens. And it can be subconscious in nature, okay? Essentially, you're learning about the marketplace that you've decided to focus on, okay? So for example, this thing is calling 334 South Park Street right now. You'll be shocked how much your brain is storing, okay? Your brain is storing so much information as you're going along in your local area. And one of the edge that people that make money have over everybody else is that they know the market. Well, they didn't wake up knowing the market all of a sudden one day. They know the market because they are playing in the game. They are in the game, okay? That's why. That's how they were able to know the market. So that's why that's one of the reasons why I like doing this. Let's leave your voicemail. Drop a voicemail. All right, so you can see my screen right now. I just dropped that voicemail real quick. I was going to show you, let's see. What was I going to show you? Okay, yeah, I was going to show you this. So you can see here that this is a pre-foreclosure list. It doesn't show any auction date. This person was in pre-foreclosure September 14, 2015. And you may say, but if they were in pre-foreclosure at the time, don't you think they already foreclosed on this house? Not necessarily, okay? There was a time that New Jersey was backed up about 5 years on their pre-foreclosures. They had all those people in default at the court and they just didn't foreclose on them because it was just too many. Especially after like 5-7 years after that, just called Walgreens. That just called Walgreens. Can you imagine that? Walgreens. Delete, yes. No contact, resume. So you never know. You know, Steven Sterrell, that actually sound like a real estate investor's name that I know. And it could be. There's a lot of so once you're in the market, you know certain names too. You know, it's a very small world, by the way, in any local market you're in. there are very few players in the real estate investing game. I know you see a ton of them on the internet here and there. They're doing that, but as far as the real players, there's very few of them. They're not that many. Okay, so what that means is that there's room for you if you want to master the game. You know, I see people say all the time, "There's a lot of competition." Like, no, there's not a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition in the bottom of the feed. You know, it's a lot of people doing nothing with nothing, just talking about doing nothing on the Instagram about real estate investing. But there's actually very few players. Okay, there are very few people that will be cold calling like this. Okay, very few, believe it or not. And what that means, there's room for you to step up and start doing something. Okay, all right, so you seem. Hi, can I speak to Lisa, please? And then Lisa hung up. So we're going to redial. Redialing.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa. Is this Lisa?
Yeah, who's
this? I'm trying to... This is Ola. My name is Ola. I'm calling about a property in Basuro Avenue. A property in Basuro.
No, I think you have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong number. I think my pronunciation for that name too was murdered. It's Basuro. 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 I don't know. Oh, well. Let's keep going. Let me switch screens so I can protect some privacy here. It's ridiculous. Let's see here. All right. So we've called five leads in this last five minutes. Left voicemail, only one. All right. Now, let's talk about marketing for a second here. The primary job of a person who is trying to... That's the right number, Costera.
Thank you.
Costera, right number. So we just left a voicemail on a Costera's number. Okay, so that's the right number right there. But they didn't pick up. All right, so I was talking about marketing. All right, marketing, right? Digital marketing, online marketing, network marketing, internet marketing, real estate marketing. You know, I see people sometimes, wait one second, VRM return calls. Oh, interesting. Somebody call back from this number after we did a voiceless ringtone. All right.
Please leave your message for
see.
Lisa Costera.
Lisa Costera, another good number. No voicemail. That was another good number. But any one of those types of marketing is the same
please
thing.
Leave your message for 0384 8 6 0 7.
It's the same thing, okay? All we're trying to do is reach out to people in the most effective and the most efficient way, okay? And you need to do it in volume, because you're essentially you're digging through the rough for the diamonds, okay? It's going to be a chunk of nothing. But the people that win the game of entrepreneurship are the ones that have created systems that will allow them to seamlessly dig through until they find. You have to like think about it. If you're trying to mine for diamond, right? It's going
to
take a minute.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 7324284939 is full. Please hang up.
Voicemail is full, so I say that's no answer. All right, so it's going to take a minute, and you're going to have blisters in your hand. There's actually a proverb from my language that says, anybody who wants to eat the honey inside of a rock does not look at the blisters on their hand. Okay, you want to eat the honey inside of a rock?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Joanne, please?
What?
Can I speak to Joanne? Joanne?
No, you had the wrong number. Please don't call back. There's no Joanne here.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, so, if they say, please don't call back, you have to, that means they're frustrated and multiple people have called them about Joanne, okay? What you want to do is you want to delete that off. Don't even like you're getting met with the wrong energy right there, and nothing good is going to come out of it. So you're better off just letting that go and delete that off your list as well too. Okay, so we'll continue. No big deal. It's not a big deal.
The person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
That's a no answer. I resume. All right, so on to the next lead. Let's see how we're doing here. What is going on here? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. We got a voicemail.
Please leave a message and we'll return the call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling and have a good day.
All right, we left a voicemail over there. Let's see here. So I'm actually going to go see if I can dig up some question and answers while we dial off and answer them questions. Okay, let's see. Okay, so right now we're 10 minutes in, about 40 minutes in total. 40 minutes, 10 leads in this second session, 18 calls have been made, and we have 23 points. All right, let's see. Okay, let's see here. So there's this thing called a Zillow Instant Offer. Let's see here. There's this thing called the Zillow Instant Offer that everybody's talking about. I think they're testing it out Let me see. I can show you right here. They just sent me a link here. I'm going to show you right now. So, yeah, it's better I show you here. Let's see. So, essentially, they say thank you. If you're interested, join the program. Nested. Okay, they gave me a form to fill out. I'm going to do that. But let me show you what the Zillow Instant Offer is, okay? So, you can think of this place as one of the first places you heard it from, okay? This is for investors and people that may be interested in, let me see here. If you're interested in making cash offers on Zillow, but let's see. There you go. All right. So here we go. So there's an investor FAQ. So Zillow is trying to make themselves investor friendly. Essentially, it's called instant offer. So if you want like people giving you instant offers and you don't want to list it on the market for the public to see, but only people that can make cash offers. That's what this is for. Let's leave this voicemail first. Drop voicemail. All right. So we just dropped that voicemail. All right. So what is Zillow Instant Offer? Zillow Instant Offers is a concept Zillow is testing for homeowners who have expressed interest in selling their home quickly. Keyword is quickly, right? It gives sellers an opportunity to solicit offers. from leading investors in their area, an audience of buyers they may not have considered before. So if you're a wholesaler, this is a way you can offer, you know, if you find good offers, it's a good way you can build a cash buyer's investor as well. But even if... Leave voicemail. All right, so this is something that also may pose as a good place where you can give an offer on houses, like give a cash offer on houses, 65%. Nobody knows how it's going to work out yet, okay, but it's right here. You can Google it. It's called Zillow Instant Offer, and I think they're testing it out in Las Vegas and one other market, something like that. It says, I'm actively buying homes. Can I participate in Zillow Instant Offers? It says, we are currently testing Zillow Instant Offer with a limited number of investors. If you're interested, email and we'll get back to you, which is what I did. Do I have to pay to participate in Zillow Instant Offer? During this market test, Zillow Instant Offers will be available at no cost. Let's drop that voicemail. Let's go drop that voicemail real quick. Says, how do sellers request instant offers on Zillow? Zillow presents sellers with the opportunity to get fast. So when somebody is trying to sell a property, they present them with an opportunity to get fast, risk-free offers on their homes. Interested sellers complete a brief web form to provide investors with additional details about their home. So think about that. You know, I mean, this is all testing. This is all testing. Like I always say, you're a marketer, you're always testing. Nobody knows if it's going to work, if it's going to fly, but how are you going to find out? You test it, right? See if there's enough size market for this kind of situation, or we'd rather just send mails and call them, cold call them, you know, do it behind doors and things like that, right? But anyway, you get the point. You get the gist. All right. So here it says, can I contact the seller directly before preparing an offer? No. We do not include a seller's contact information when we email you the details of a home. Once the seller accepts your offer, however, we will notify you immediately and provide contact information.
9 0 8 2 5 9 5 5 3 1 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So we're gonna drop that voicemail on to the next. All right. So essentially, they're not gonna give you the contact information unless you've given an offer first. So I don't know how many people are gonna feel safe with that. Unless they're going to have a bunch of people backing out of offer, or you can do subject tos on your offers, you know. So there you have it. It says, what if the seller doesn't provide enough information about their home? Can I request more details? Seller are asked to supply detailed, accurate information about their home size, features, conditions, as well as current photos. In most cases, we believe this will provide investors with sufficient information to make an offer. You're right. Sellers are informed that offers may change upon... Just leave that voice now. All right. Just left that voicemail. So can I use my home inspector? You know, typically you want to do an inspection, even on personal walking through the property, right? You want to do that, and now you're not going to be able to do that here. So you got to know what you're doing. This is almost like going to an auction at the county house, and you're putting an offer on a property that you've never seen.
At the tone, okay? Please record your message.
So think about that.
Recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so it says, what if you sell? Okay, offers are not final until you enter into a contract with the seller. Yep, so offer will be accepted, but it's not final until you're actually in contract. So typically, on a good day, you put an offer in. Once the seller signs it, it goes into the attorney review, and then you're under contract, right? So it may be a little bit different with, they may put some clause to make it a little different with the Zillow Instant Offer. Number 7 says, can I use my own home inspector? Yes. As with any home purchase, you can hire an inspector of your choice. Of course. And here it says, I'm not a licensed broker or agent. Can I purchase homes through Zillow Instant Offer? Yes, of course. You know, because again, this is for investors. But you'll be required to have representation from a professional real estate agent. Oh, that's a requirement. To have professional real estate agents represent you. Interesting. So that's something new for you to learn. Nobody knows how it's going to fly. You know, I think they're testing. They changed this text because yesterday they actually specified that it was Las Vegas and one other major market where they are testing this out. All right, we'll see how that flies. So that's Zillow Instant Offer. I just wanted to share that because I just saw their thing in my email. Let's see here. So let's go review our data real quick. Let's see how we're doing on the call. Switch screens and see how we're doing. Switch screens. All right. So we're 19 minutes into the session, which is plus the first 31 minutes. Okay. So we have another 40 minutes to go or so. We've called 20 leads in that 20 minutes. 38 calls have been made in that time. You can see it is still dialing as we're talking. 39 calls, no contact, zero appointments, 12 voicemails. Okay. 51 points. 51 points. And I already explained how that works. Hi, can I speak to Carlos, please? All right, so that was a hang up, I think. Not sure what that was. Hello? Yeah, that was a hang up. So I'm going to redial. So anytime I get a hang up, I redial anyway. Because chances are they're not going to pick up. Well, guess what? It's a fax number now. So I'll click delete yes. No. Hang up. Okay. So that was a fax number. Let's see if that's a fax number again. No, let's hang up. Oh. Oh, okay. It's calling a new lead now. Okay, on to the next lead. All right, so we're calling the new lead right now. So that's the data so far. We're 20 minutes in, about 40 more minutes to go. Okay? Switch screens back. Okay, so let's go look at what else is going on in the world. Agency blueprint. All right, let's see here. How to start flipping houses with no money. All right, so one thing I like to do these days is I like to go see what else other content are out there and see what people are saying in the comment area. Okay. If you're a content creator, it's definitely something you want to do. You know, you want to know what your competition is doing. As you can see, I'm live right here. It's telling me that I'm live. All right. So there you go. All right. So we got some other content, pieces of content here. This one has 30,000 views. So chances are there's some questions there. This is Sean Terry. Has 53,000 views. Chances are there will be some questions there. All right. And this is Adura Sonya. Adura Sonya. 80,000 views. There'll be some questions there. So let's take some time to go through some of the questions in this comment area.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Drop that voicemail. All right, so let's go look at this over here.
Hi guys, it's Mark Wayne.
All right. So let's see what questions this gentleman has below here. Let me not mute this so we make sure we're not muting myself. Let's see here. All right, so what I typically do is I'll search for question marks. Should I get my real estate license before I get started? I want to start this app. Let's see what kind of answers this person got. I can't answer that for you. It'd be up to you if you want to get your license. However, I can tell you that it's not necessary. This person is not the owner of the channel and is okay. That's the owner of the channel. Yeah. Just making sure that we're still dialing. All right, it's up to you, license. However, I can tell you it's not necessary. Many investors choose not to, as it can interfere with their objective on completing investment deals. Whereas other investors think having a license helps, I can tell you that I don't have one, I never have had, and I do a lot of deals. All right, so yeah, it can answer it for you. I think it gives you an edge if you have a license, especially if you don't have. Here's the thing, okay? You can have somebody with the license on your team, or you can get the license yourself. Having a license gives you an edge in the market that I know, which is New Jersey. Okay, it gives you an edge. Having somebody in your team having access to the license, to a real estate license, so you can see comps, and so you can also have additional exit strategies for when you, because you're calling these leads, and you're calling these leads, and a lot of these leads are. They won't fit this.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 908-400-9675 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
So a lot of these leads may not necessarily fit the criteria you're looking for as an investor, but it may fit something you can list onto the market, or you can partner with other people to list, and you can collect referral fees. One of the biggest mistakes I made earlier on between 2008, 5 and 8.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak to German?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number. There's no German here.
Oh, hi. I was calling about a property at 7 Long Terrace, Cranford. Do you know anything about that?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right. So you see that question I asked before, there was a dead end. So I'm going to delete that from my system forever. All right. And it's on to the next. All right. So, yeah. So you need to have somebody on your team, or you can get it yourself. It creates additional exit strategy. One of the biggest mistakes I was talking about was not having more than just one exit strategy, okay? Sometimes some deal, you're going to collect $2,000 from it, $3,000, $5,000. Cash flow is king. That's $2,000 that you wouldn't have in any other way. And just because you partner with some people, they close the deal, you totally forgot about it, and they brought it to the table, and they say, hey, I'm sending you a check. That happened to me quite a few times, okay, where somebody say, hey, I'm saying, give me a good address to send this check to, you know, because you have more than just one exit strategy. Exit strategy is something that you will learn a lot more over time with real estate investing and wholesaling, okay, and it's good to have more than one, okay. So my answer to this person would be yes, get a license or have somebody on your team that has a license at least. It gives you an edge, okay? Let's go on to the next one here. I want to take on a new career path. Really want to get into real estate. Just don't know how and where to start. Any article or book you would recommend? Thanks. All right, so they sound like a person that needs to go through myempirepro.com and get the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets.
Sorry, I can't take your call right now, but please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
voicemail. 27 minutes, 31 leads, 51 calls made, 15 voicemails, 71 points. All right, so this person is asking, what's the most a bank will loan you to flip on a house? Some banks won't loan you money for house flipping because they claim it's too risky. I can't see what the issue is because the loan is on your head anyway. Is there money? That's their money, right? So why won't they loan the money to you? I don't get that logic at all. Let me see if he has an answer. Drop a voicemail. All right, so let me see the answer that it gives them. Bankers are very conservative. All right, so let's go back here. But it says bankers are very conservative and have very conservative guidelines. They'd much rather lend to someone that is working a steady job.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, can I speak to Jose, please?
Hello?
Can I speak to Jose?
Hello?
Jose?
Oh, you're wrong number.
I'm calling about a house at 16 Harry Street. Do you know anything about it, Elizabeth? Who I want to speak to? The owner of 16 Airy Street.
Somebody speak Spanish?
No Spanish, no.
Nobody here, Jose, man.
All right, thank you. All right, so nobody here, Jose, man. You gotta delete that and keep it moving. All right. So they know they will make money from this person over the course of the loan. However, there are banks that will deal with flip houses. It just takes the right bank. Generally, a smaller bank and an investor-friendly bank. Okay. Typically, there's no such thing, by the way. Even still, though, it is easier to do flips with hard money and private money. That's the answer right there. Okay. And personally, hard money is something I will be... I will handle with levity, like one of my friends said earlier. All right. Private money is really where you want to be at. And there are investors in the game. If you join your local real estate association, your local real estate association, local real estate investors association, if you join them, there's typically somebody who is a private lender who also knows the game. Okay, so there's typically somebody who is a private investor, private money lender, who knows the game. They will look at the property. They know what you're trying to do, and they will. Hello, hi. Can I speak to Generals? Generals Malara.
You have the wrong number.
Thank you. All right, so wrong number. And on to the next. All right, so the private money lender that's an investor themselves, they'll look at the property and they will lend you money strictly based on the property. And possibly if you're their student, if you've gone through their program and things like that, they will be more lenient, obviously, right? They need to get to know who you are personally. Yes, sometimes you still have to do personal standing or guarantor for a loan. Lenders will lend up to 100% for a deal that makes sense. It's just you need to understand that that's street stuff. That's going onto the street and that's out of the textbook now. But the best way to find these things out is to join your local real estate investors association. Okay. Personally, I wouldn't advise to deal with the traditional bank at all. And there's no such thing as investor-friendly traditional bank. They will scrutinize you and your deal and make sure it makes sense. And they will put guidelines and, you know, they will short circuit your creativity as well. You know, it's just it's not ideal. So good answer, but still, you know, I would had what I just added.
Three similar businesses to connect to LC Appliances.
Hang up, wrong number. So anytime I hit a company number and nobody's picking up, consider that wrong number. On to the next. We're 32 minutes in. We got about 28 more minutes. 36 leads have been called. 67 calls have been made. 18 voicemails, 95 points. No appointments, okay? No appointments. So good test. We're going. We're doing the work. Let's just keep doing the work, okay? All right, so again, cold calling, if somebody tell you it's easy, now you know it's not easy, okay? It's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes you see a person record a live cold calling call, and of course they only recorded the one that they got on the phone. They don't record all those numbers that they called that nobody picked up, or all those people that are not interested, or all those people that is just wrong numbers, right? They don't record that for you, but this is why I recommend learning how to market, as you will see in my Empire Pro book. So that's why I recommend the marketing secrets that I reveal inside of the Empire Lifestyle Secrets. My EmpirePro.com is where you want to get that book. Okay. Let's go on to the next one here. Okay, where is your video that's supposed to follow after this one? I went through, okay, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about specifically about this person's video. Okay. I think that's that. Let's see. Is there another one? There's maybe another question somewhere. So this person say, I see these commercials for real estate investing conferences and seminars in my city, but I always feel as if there's a catch. There's always a catch. Remember that in life, there's always a catch. That does not mean there's no value. Okay. So a lot of people think when there's a catch, there's no value. That's how their brain works. You know, there's always a catch. How do I know if they're reputable or not? And does good credit matter because mine is not? No, nobody cares about good credit when we're talking about this topic right now. Good credit will come once you start closing deals, and then you'll find it useful for more leverage, of course. But no, you don't need it to get started. And number two, to know if something is reputable or not, all you have to do is listen to them for 1 hour.
1 hour.
All right, so all you have to do is listen to somebody for 1 hour. You can tell if this is authentic or not, okay? You can tell if it's authentic or not. You're going to hear things that make sense. You're going to click thumbs up. You're going to click thumbs down, whatever. You could tell. I mean, most people are very smart. You could tell if something's authentic within a few hours, okay? And if you're getting into trouble, you're getting into a scam or something, you could tell too that was a scam. You just maybe there was a catch or there was a promise that was bigger than your skepticism, and that's what that is. And you should listen to yourself, listen to your gut, listen to your instincts, intuitions, right? When you encounter something like that. So you know when something is wrong. You know when something is wrong. And I always tell people that. This person says, I have no dollars. Hello? Yeah, hi. I'm looking to speak to Joya.
You have
the wrong number. Oh, thank you. Can I ask you a question? It's a property at 1223 Putnam in Plainfield. Do you know anything about that? It's a house at Putnam Avenue, 1223 in Plainfield.
No.
All right.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So that was the wrong number completely. And I asked that dreaded question. All right. Resume. On to the next. We're 36 minutes in, 37 minutes in, 40 leads have been called, 75 calls have been made, 21 voicemails have been left. Okay.
Good afternoon, American Essence. This is Sharon. Good afternoon.
Hi, I was looking to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Yantan.
You have the wrong number. I'm sorry. It's a business.
Thank you. So that was a business, wrong number. the rest of the numbers on this lead is on do not call list. So on to the next lead. All right, so let's see how we're doing here. So this person says, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, we're going to finish probably another 45 days total with all the holidays in between, 30 to 40 days. The one thing that's working so far for us is, let's see. Oh, interesting.
You have reached the voicemail box of 9088843657.
Let me leave that voicemail. Right, so the one thing that's working, as I was going to say, is leaving voicemails, okay? And that's what I get to do here, but there's ways that I can leave 500, 5,000 of them at a time. And that's going to be fun, running into that and teaching that to our members later on. So, but this sitting on the phone and calling people, you know, we'll see how it lasts, you know. But you can see in real time how it's going right now, okay? All right. So, this person says, I have no dollars or an horrible credit because of some unfortunate past circumstances. We all have that sometimes. We've all had that sometimes. My wife's been a teacher for 15 years and recently lost her job. Bunch of voicemails. We have a 10 and a 7-year-old. I'm depressed, desperate, and at the end of my rope. You need to find a job. Anytime somebody is at this level, they need to find a real job. They need to put food on the table first. They need to have peace of mind because entrepreneurship is it's not easy. It is simple, but it's not easy. It takes a lot of emotional power. You have to be emotionally stable to do things here, okay?
No, we're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
All right. So how do I know that? Because I've been through that, okay? You don't want to be desperate or emotionally unstable and trying to build a business, okay? Everything just goes wrong. Everything will go wrong, okay? He says, I've been researching wholesaling and flipping houses and we'd really like to give it a shot. When you coming into this game to give it a shot, you might as well just stop. Okay? If you're coming into this game to give it a shot, just stop. Go back to your job. This is not a place where you are going to give stuff a shot. Your faith will be tested multiple times.
Hi, you've reached the mailbox of Maria Kakuza. Please leave a message. I'll be sure to call you back. Smile and have a beautiful day.
I will. Thank you. All right, so don't come into the entrepreneurship game with the idea or the attitude of wanting to give it a shot. It's just not going to work, okay? He says, that being said, I can't afford to make a mistake. See, all of this, he doesn't want to make a mistake. Guess what he's going to make? A mistake, okay? Because the mind doesn't know the word can't. The mind does not understand the word can't. The only thing the mind understands is make a mistake. And whatever the mind focuses on is going to attract. Yeah, I know it sounds spiritual, but it's true. Okay? It's true. The way everything's just going to work out, it's just going to land in a bunch of mistakes, lose more money, be hungry at the guru that sold him the course, and he's just going to be hungry. Okay? So that's why, you know, wrong state of mind, completely wrong state of mind. Please help us. Okay? He needs to help himself because this guy that's selling the course here has his own family to feed. We've looked at Ron LeGrand's video. Ron LeGrand is a guy who knows what he's doing. He knows this material. He's a guru. But I'm not sure whether or not to put my trust. Well, the truth when you buy a course from a guru is that the trust is either in you or not. It's either you believe in yourself or not. As far as putting your trust in a guru, it's not a valid concern. It's not a... Because at the end of the day, they presented you with some sales presentation and they offered you something that makes sense and you're going to buy or not buy. It's as simple as that. It's a marketplace. And if it doesn't work out, most of them have 30 days, 60 days. Even I've seen people with 2 years money back guarantee.
Please leave your message for 8-2-2-3-7-3-3-1-9.
Drop voicemail. I've seen people with 2 years money back guarantee. And yet you have a buyer coming to the table saying whether to put my trust or not. The trust is not in the guru, it's in yourself. And the fact of the matter is that this guy cannot trust himself, and understandably so, because he's emotionally unstable. He can't trust himself that he will be able to execute, be able to follow all the way through to the end until he closes his first deal, because all you need to do is close that. Hello? Hello? All right, so somebody just picked up, and I'm gonna drop a voicemail on their voicemail. Let's see if we can get that person on the line again.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Gaudi, please? Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Gaudi, Jermaine?
He's not home. Can I take a message?
Yes, hi. Actually, I'm trying to speak to someone I can talk to about the property at 983 Suburban Road. Do you know anything about that?
What about it?
Yeah, I was wondering. I was just driving by. I was wondering, would you consider selling the property?
Well, I have to ask Gaudi.
What's that?
Around
11, okay, I'll try to call Gaudi back. Do you have a better phone number for him by any chance?
No, I don't.
All right, thank you.
I'll let him know, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so Gaudi's not home, and we're going to set a call back. So we have one call back set up. I think that gives me 2 points. I'm going to set it for tomorrow. Apply. All right. Go resume. On to the next person. Next lead. All right.
Annenberg, can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I'm looking to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Brown. Hello?
Mr. or Mrs. Brown?
Yeah.
You're calling a business. I have no idea who Mr. or Mrs. Brown are.
Yeah. I called the wrong number. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, that was a 212 number. I think 212 is New York City. New York City. I think so. New York City or DC, something like that. But that's a wrong number. And we're going to resume calls. All right. So we got about 15 more minutes left. We have 45 minutes in. 50 leads have been called. 90 calls have been made in this last 45 minutes. 27 voicemails. I love the idea of leaving voicemails. Hello, can I speak to Joseph, please?
Sorry, you put the wrong number.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question? Hello?
Sure.
Yeah, do you know anything about the property or house at 1435 Shirley Street in Plainfield?
I have no idea about that.
All right, thank you.
So
I hang up, and that's a completely wrong number. All the numbers for this lead are wrong. Right? No. Okay. And we'll click resume. On to the next. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Okay. So let's see here. All right. So, but I'm not sure whether or not to put my trust in myself. That's what he should be saying. Or dollars into what he's selling. You know, anything that anybody is selling out here, I'm yet to see anybody that's really out here to scam anybody. People just put the content they know, their intellectual property, they put it into a course, they sell it, rightfully so. And sometimes you have to go through multiple courses before something works, you know. It's not the fault of the guru. It's just that the buyer sometimes you know, before something sinks in, they need to do that, you know. So That's just how that works. All right. So let me see here. How to get started? You just start. That's all. I'm interested. How do I get started? You start. Yep. So that's that. Let's go to the next video. We got about 15 more minutes here. So good work for this guy, Mark Lane. A lot of views on that. Let's go to Sean Terry's video. Let's see if there's any questions on there.
Hey there, Sean Terry here, flip2freedom.com, and I have a question for you. You want to get involved in real estate, but you don't have...
Okay, Sean. All right. Sean is pretty excited there. Let's see the comments.
You have reached 973-926-4.
Leave that voicemail.
9.
All right, we got some comments here. Can I do this in Canada? You can do it anywhere. There may be some logic that may be different, some things that may be different. That's why you have to join a local, attend a local real estate investors association wherever you are. The rules may be a little bit different, but you can do this anywhere where real estate is being bought and sold. All right. Aren't you screwing over the buyer in the process? Good question. So, let me see his answer. I always like to look at the answer. It's the credit to them. We're bringing...
Hello, you have reached Samara Rivera, owner of All One Insurance and Excess Tax Solutions. Unfortunately, I'm unable to answer your call at this time. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, and I'll contact you at my earliest convenience. If this is an insurance matter, please call 1-877-776-2436. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, so voicemail. So we're bringing the seller to the buyer in the same way a distributor brings items to a retailer. That's a simple way of answering it. Some people will say you're bringing solution to the buyer. You're bringing, screwing the buyer. Not screwing the buyer, that means you pick up the property. I know when you pick up a property for less and you give it to the for higher. No, you're bringing the seller to the buyer. You're connecting the two together. By connecting the two together, you make money. Because you just brought value to the marketplace, okay? And they appreciate it too. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Israel?
Who?
I'm trying to speak to Israel or Anna Santana.
May I call?
Yeah, my name is Ola. I am calling about a house at 2nd Avenue in Roselle. I'm interested in it.
You have the wrong number.
Wrong number. Thank you. Wrong number. Nope. All right. We've got about 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. You'll be shocked how excited I am when we get closer to 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. 0 minutes. Right. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited because one thing you can learn from doing this activity is you know if it's work or if it doesn't work, okay? This data here, how you try to reach out to the data, that means the contacts, that means the leads, how you reach out to them is really the question. What's the most effective way to contact and to reach out to those people? What's the most effective way to get their attention and give and bring the solution you have to the table for them? That's really the bigger deal here, okay? All right, so let's go here. I'm distressed and I have a house for sale. Do you want to buy it? let me see. And this person says, have you sold it? Have you sold it? Here's the thing, okay? If somebody comes here and posts this, right, and they say, I'm distressed, people don't say I'm distressed, okay? They typically don't say I'm distressed. People may say I'm stressed out. But they're not going to watch this video that gives out all the secrets and say, okay, now I'm distressed. I have a house for sale. They're not going to do that. But yet, you're going to still have some newbies come in and try to see, have you sold it yet? Have you sold it yet? No, this is not a deal. This is clearly not a deal. Okay? It's just not a deal. It's 99.99% chance it's not a deal. I left 0.001 because... You know, there's some weird circumstances where it could be, right? But I don't worry about that. I worry about where there's a formula, and I know all the time when I go there, there's a deal. And that's what I try to create in my businesses, okay? All right, so let me find the actual questions first. All right, what if the buyer is not a cash buyer? What if the bank is going through the bank? That's very possible. You need an investor-friendly. In this case, you need an investor-friendly lawyer to help you structure the deal. But it's structurable. It depends on what state you're in. Or you need to talk to people in your local real estate association. Find an investor-friendly lawyer and tell you what's possible and what's not possible. But I know it's possible because I've done that most of the times, okay? Why do most sellers want retail? Because they want retail. They want retail. They want to sell. They don't need to get rid of a house. They want to sell. Remember at the beginning of this session, I told you you're looking for people that need to get rid of a house. There's a difference between that and people that want to sell a house. People that want to sell a house is one example. I spoke to one example today. The guy, the dentist guy who has a house, is trying to put in work even though he has an auction next week. But he still wants to sell. He thinks he can make it happen, and he may make it happen. But if he wants to give it a shot, give it a shot. But some people already know that. Listen, this is too close. I need to get rid of this house. If I can get rid of it, whatever I can do to get rid of it, I need to get rid of it. Get rid is different from wanting to sell. Okay. So why do most sellers want retail? Because most sellers are not desperate, and they're not in need to sell like that. Okay. Love your neighbor, but my question is, why would someone going into foreclosure be motivated to sell when the bank is already taking the property off their hands? Because, good question, by the way, because if they go into foreclosure and they go to an auction, it's going to slap the F word, foreclosure, on their credit for the next 7 years. If they sell it before it hits the auction, they can avoid that. That means they don't have to have this thing on their record for 7 years, okay? They already have back credit from late fees and late payments and things like that. They can always repair that within a year to two. But the F word will last 7 years on there, okay? Now, he says, to buy or flip the property, wouldn't you want to contact the bank instead? No, not if it's pre-foreclosure, okay? Going into foreclosure is pre-foreclosure. Already foreclosed on, you will need to talk to the bank's agent. They call them REO agents, real estate owned, bank owns, okay? And that's a different ballgame. And you can find a lot of good deals in that too if you have money to put around for deposit, okay? In that way, that's not applicable to no money down. That's not applicable to how to flip properties with no money, okay? I'm clearly misinformed, and I'd appreciate the response. Hopefully, anybody who have that question that watched this video can understand that. Where the French toast do we find the assignment of contracts? Do we create one? You could Google that, by the way. You could Google assignment of contracts, okay? And you can actually handwrite it on any contract, okay? By saying assign or right next to your name, okay? And having them initial it, okay? Don't get stuck on what contract is what. Understand how to find and identify deals first. And then you can worry about locking it under contract. Any contract we do, in my opinion, okay? From a legal standpoint, talk to a lawyer in your local area, okay? Who pays the title company or lawyer? The deal pays the title company or lawyer. I've never had to worry about that in my life, okay? The deal pays for that. I've never had to come out of pocket to pay for any of those things. So, and I'm talking from a standpoint as a wholesaler, okay? So let's see. I did not click resume the last time. We got about 5 more minutes.
Tony.
Hi, I'm looking to speak to Israel or Anna Santana.
You have the wrong number.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. That was the wrong number. Resume again. All right, so that's, I think we found, let me see, on to the next. Let's see here. I'm distressed. Yeah, we got that. We got this covered. So let's go to Adura Sonia's video. And all right. So let's see what is saying on this 80,000 views video. Let's see what that is. Let me give him a thumbs up, by the way. It says loading. There you go. And all right. So this person goes. This person goes. Who would believe in those lies? I mean, you need money towards the house so you can flip it. Wrong. Okay. There's only people that think money, physical money, equals the value, that think this way. Okay. That's not always true. When you give value to people, you don't necessarily, it wasn't always money. Sometimes it could be being there for them. It could be helping them solve a problem. It could be making their life easier. When you help investors find and identify deals, you're helping them solve a problem. Okay, you're helping them make their life easier because they have to find deals.
If it's that important, leave a message.
If it's that important, leave a message. On to the next. All right, so let's see here. And to let you know, something not from experience, but you need money for the flip too. So that's wrong. Okay. You need money to get the new appliances, plumbing and electric and all that stuff for the flip. Wrong. He probably did not watch the video. Maybe he didn't watch the video. The bathroom and kitchen sell that house and the yard. He's not paying attention. Okay. And he knows nothing about real estate. Okay. Nothing. So no, you don't need money to create money. You need to learn how to bring value to the table, bring value to the marketplace. Hello. Okay. We got about one more minute to go. Let me see if there's more questions here. What if I have the leads already without money? I don't know what that means. You have leads without money, then work the leads until they become deals. Turn the leads to deals. What about taxes? How do you file when you're a real estate wholesaler? You make money in, you pay taxes on every income that comes to you. It's as simple as that. 30, 40%, 50%. So every time you make money, make sure you set some aside for taxes. Yep. Do you set aside a percentage of your profit for taxes? Yes. That's the answer to that. Adura is not answering his questions here. He's not answering his people. Hi, I hope you don't mind me asking, but what state do you live in? I think Adura is in Philly. I live in Los Angeles and know it might be a little difficult looking for cheap houses here. No, that's, you've never looked, so how would you know? Okay. It's always difficult looking for cheap houses anywhere. But we create systems to look for those cheap houses for us. Okay? I've been on this call looking for cheap houses all day. All right. Let me redial this number one more time. We're done, by the way. We're done. Let me just see if there's any more question here.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Yeah, so we're going to hang up and call it no answer. And we're not going to resume. We're going to end the session. And we're going to end the session. And we're going to go to the pause. So I'm going to switch. Let me finish answering these questions. Let me finish answering these questions and then we'll call it today. Yep, looks it's over. Done. All right. So that was that. That was a good session. Okay, that was a good session. Hopefully it was helpful. We'll take it from there. Let me switch screens right now. And let's look at the pause of the callers of the dialer before we end this session. All right, so let's see. April 16th. Okay, so we've been away for, wow, almost 15 days. Wow, April 3rd. Wow. But yeah, we did 90 minutes today, 93 minutes. We called 87 foreclosure numbers, 87. 163 calls was made. No contacts. Zero appointment, 51 voicemails left, okay, and callback set, 93 minutes, okay, that's that. All right, so not bad. Let me see here. Average, so in about 18 and a half hours, okay, made some good conversations. Some that seem promising, some that seem like if I keep going, I will hit a deal at some point. Because in my opinion, every strategy works. It's a matter of, is it efficient? It's a question of, is it efficient for you or not? Okay, is there a better way to use your time? Is more of the question. Okay. And that's the question I always ask people. Like, oh yeah, but these people do this strategy. I was like, but is that the best use of your time? That's a question that you need to answer. Is that the best use of your time? Okay. From the look of things right now, unless I'm paying somebody $2 an hour, it's not looking good. Okay. If that's all you got, time, then you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't look good. You need to keep going until you hit your first deal, because you're going to hit that first deal at some point. Guaranteed if you never quit. All right. So we probably are going to be gravitating more towards voiceless ringtones messages, because it just leaves voicemails automatically. I don't have to sit on the phone like this. I like creating this content for you. It's been awesome. I will see how far we can go. I don't know. But we'll take it from there. But, you know, but you understand how to flip a house. With no money is, you understand that now. If you want more information on how to not have to cold call like this ever again, then you simply want to go to myempirepro.com. Okay. How did we find all those leads I'm calling? Same spot, myempirepro.com/redx. Okay. That's where you want to go. They have the leads, they find the numbers, and then they give you the dialer to call them. So the part that doesn't look like I'm going to be using long term is the dialer. Okay. But the leads and the numbers are useful, and you can find lots of good deals using this, okay? If you want to avoid phone call or cold calling altogether, you want to learn how to market properly without ever having to call strangers, go to myempirepro.com, go sign up right now. If you like this session and you really got a lot from it, give me a thumbs up, share this video. If you have questions, drop it in the comment box below. I look forward to seeing it. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.